The November 5th meeting of the Clean Water Commission is now in session at 6:40, and we'll get started with that. We are going to, we've had our roll call. We have 7 members present and 3 absent, 2 absent. So we've had our roll call. We've had a call for public comments. We have no public comments. So our next, we went through what the various items in the packet were, and we found one, what might be an open action item for David Meyer, but that we believe that that's closed. And so with that, I would like to call, do we have any other comments on the meeting summary from last meeting? Hearing no comments.
Did we get public comment?
Yes, we did. Okay.
I have a public comment.
Oh, okay.
She was on the bakery job in Washougal, and I just had a conversation with girls prior to meeting commencement about it, about her concerns. And there's a short pipe development uphill from her, and she has a water right that's attached to one of the 5-acre short flats to a natural spring. And somehow that's been contaminated. She says there's no stormwater mitigation going on the film. She has no drinkable water.
It's been contaminated with what?
She doesn't know. It's being tested by Addy Lab. She says it's completely undrinkable. It's cloudy, tastes very salty. She's really concerned that the septic system has been placed too close to the water source there on the adjoining property. I don't know, but Pearl said that Chris is going out there Friday to take a look at it.
There's a person in our office who's somewhat familiar with this case or this issue. We'll be taking a look at it specifically. So after that, then we'll get some information back.
She lives before the commissioner Tuesday. Very mad. You know, rightfully so. And so she called me today. I was on the phone with her for 2 hours. The health department signed off on it. It's short planted a couple of years ago. It went through the habitat ordinance. It went through the whole FEMA thing. I see where the health department checked off to be aware of this water rights for this lady and, you know, be respectful of where the septics are put. Like, I think it said 100 feet. I even started reading up on the Wellhead Protection Act. But is it 100 feet setback?
I don't know the specifics of it.
I couldn't find it either.
It's in there because if you read what is the code from the public health department today, it's in there. And if you go to state public health, it's in there as well, the setbacks for what it has to be from a particular property.
But you've got all these, I just noticed you have all of these agencies involved. You've got ecology who kind of are in charge of her water rights to go back to the 1940s and the health department, and then our the habitat people here, and the, you know, permitting people.
So the concern is that either someone is not doing their job or that the rings are inappropriate. It's either got to be one or the other.
I don't know. I went back and I looked at, you know, where the property that has the burden easement on it, where her water is coming from. She said it's all coming downhill. It's now the water's dirty. She said there's no erosion control in place. They're moving a lot of earth right now.
They should have erosion control.
what's the size of the property that's being developed?
5 acres. There's four 5-acre short flats.
They're required to have a construction stormwater.
Yeah, there, and it was written up in the CEPA. She says nothing's going on. She said,
well,
you know, that's
yeah.
impacting her.
Well, what I would do is, we've got the person going out there, let that person go out there and see what's going on, provide some detailed information.
It's good that they reached out to you. I'm not sure at this point what we as members of the Water Commission can or should do, but it just depends on the outcome of the investigation.
So when is the person coming out, though? In the meantime, it sounds like here she is a citizen, and maybe we can't do anything for, but there's so many hands in the pot here to deal with citizen who needs the water. And what seems to happen sometimes when you've got, when you have several agencies involved in the same issue is they layer on top of each other, one, or two, they're so busy layering on top of each other, they're all pointing opposite directions as to who should fix it.
Exactly.
And so she's got nowhere to go. In the end, she'll be sent in a goose chase until we can, where they may never have one of the agencies take ownership.
Now she's out $100,000. She's having to bring in bottled water, taking it out on the commissioner, big time. I'm trying to find answers
in the stories on the newspapers.
But somebody's going out.
Yeah.
Why are they going out?
In 2 days.
She probably needs to hire her own legal counsel. She specializes in that.
Yeah.
There may be a civil matter. When it gets to water rights, the State Department of Ecology is the keeper of all water rights. They have junior and senior water rights. Basically, what they try to do is allocate the water the best they can. But in certain cases, if this person has a shallow well or something like that on the site, which is sort of what I think is going on out there, then people may not know that the well is there. So I don't know all the specifics. All I'm getting is what I've heard is some information from Susan, some information from a colleague of mine. We'll wait and see what happens.
So her water rights are with ecology.
Yes.
But the county's in charge of the buffers? Is that how it goes?
Well, what county's not in charge of the buffers. What is out there is that the way it usually works, there's what they call wellhead protection areas.
Yeah.
And if there's a well, a recognized well out there, or a public well or something of that nature, there's an area around that area, around the well, that is protected. Otherwise, it just sits there. Ideally, what's in place in Clark County is for all public wells, like the ones from the City of Vancouver, Clark Public Utilities, Camas, so on and so forth, they have their own well system, and those have specific areas that have to be protected under federal law, which is an aquifer protection law. And that's what's going on in most of the county. For private wells such as hers, there probably is a well log someplace. Maybe the Department of Health has it. But there's information that's out there simply if it's been logged correctly.
Okay. I'll tell him Chris is going to come out Friday and he's a good person.
Okay.
Earl said so.
I'd be careful how you phrase that because he may be a really great person, but he might be walking away leaving a bad name to silly thing.
So
you should just tell her. My recommendation is to tell her that
you can confirm that someone's coming out.
Exactly.
What time is Chris going out there?
I don't know, but you know, I would just say, look, a county staff person's going to go out there and meet her on site, and there's going to be two or three people going out with him, so it won't be just one person.
Mm-hmm. There might be a commissioner going
with
him, too.
Could be.
I hope so.
This matter has already been brought before the Board of Commissioners, and the Environmental Services sending out to talk to her. I'm not sure. I mean, we're mainly concerned with stormwater and, you know, surface runoff and things like that. I'm not so much well, so it's got to be the charter here.
Well, the stormwater may be polluting her surface water that is the source of her domestic water.
So we have a choice that we can either wait to go back and have you go back and talk to her if you want, or we can we can vote on a request from the Department of Environmental Services that we receive an update on this item at our next meeting. Because right now
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but, and that's all well and good, but it seems to me that there's a process in place that it needs to play
there
out.
There is a process in place.
And I'm sure Commissioner Rasmussen will get an earful and we'll be able to report back to us.
That's fine. Okay, is there any other comment? If so, I do have a comment from Director Benton on the information I sent him based on the task force.
If we have to approve the minutes for October 1st, don't we?
Well, we're...
Yeah, check it out.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. All right. Thank you, Dick. So anyway, does anybody have any more comments on the meeting summary for the last meeting? No, I'd like to make a motion to approve
second.
The minutes. Second? Okay, moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, unanimous approval. Okay, so next item. Packet, review the packet information. Now, we have on here, as he said, you know, we have the code, the commission responsibilities, project activities, and the meeting summary and staff report. So with that, Earl, do you have any comments on the packet information that we have?
No, I already went through the packet. So
okay.
Earlier.
All right. So with that, I would also like to bring up before we get to the election here, is that I sent a memo, I sent a copy of the information to the county commissioners, handed one personally to Tom Melke, and sent a copy to Don Benton. Don Benton's comment was, thank you for all your hard work. Please thank David and others for their hard work. I have asked the clean water manager to take the work the committee has done and incorporate it where possible into our research efforts and products. I am sure, as you may know, some of the recommendations are not practical within our current budget constraints. But he didn't say, you know, what will be and what will not. And we did leave an open action item on this that the county, maybe it was not an action item, but it was an open comment that the county does not have sufficient data to determine the cost, maintenance cost of the solid waste of pollution to our streams and other stormwater venues. But there's no feedback that I've received from the Department of Environmental Services. What data they're gathering, how they plan to handle that, and we did have a project for next year to go out with public information forums and such, and talk about stormwater fees and why they're there, and what they're doing, but without feedback from the county, from the Department of Environmental Services on what are those costs and exactly what's going to be done. That project of doing that presentation, information gathering, and compiling and presenting to the public is not going to be complete. So, are we just having a discussion? Is there a concern here about that we're waiting input back from county staff in terms of their timeline to provide further input back to us and to kind of describe what their process is moving forward based on our recommendation? I would recommend that we provide an action item to the Department of Environmental Services for our next meeting and update on that information that we gave them, what additional information they've gathered, and what, have they determined the costs of doing these stormwater as SWMP cleanups and maintenance and costs, so that we can have that information put together in our presentation.
Well, that would be reasonable, but I just want to ask Earl whether when we originally had talked about the timeline here, we knew that the county wasn't going to be able to do anything until after the budgeting process is complete. So we're kind of there now.
Well, not really, because we're still having the budget go through the public comment phase. Also, what happens is the county administrator submits the budget for the public to review, and that has to go through the public process. And that's going to probably start, if it, I don't know all the steps involved, but basically it has to go through the public comment phase, which basically is all of November. And then early, late in November, going into December, the Board of County Commissioners get the report or get the budget, and then they have public hearings, and then they make a determination as to what items they're going to keep, what items they're going to let go.
Okay, now, so back page, excuse me, I'm sorry, David.
No, I'm sorry. So in that regard, would it be reasonable to ask Ron and his staff to come back and provide us with an update by our next meeting?
No.
Or probably I would, as we move into January?
I think more like January, perhaps.
Well, our next, when is our next meeting?
January.
Okay. I noticed that your back page here, you provided some budget information.
Right, but that's
2015 and 16.
Yes.
So what is?
I'll get into that later. I've got some more information.
Okay. So what I'd like to do, I think what you're recommending is a good idea, and at least I'd like to make a motion that for our January 2015 meeting, that we receive a briefing from county environmental staff in terms of their progress in beginning to reassess what the stormwater fee data collection effort looks like at this point. That's what the Board of Commissioners requested that they do, is that they go back and do some collection of, do some further evaluation. And our recommendations supported what the board had directed the county staff to do. So, and also at that briefing, give us a timeline. Mm-hmm. Give us a timeline for what they are projecting to come up with a new revised stormwater fee structure.
Question. Do you want only the cost information, or do you want also the work package information?
I know that they're only at the beginning phase. They'll be at the beginning phase of this, but I think it would be reasonable to ask them to give us an update on their progress at that point and a timeline for the various different steps that they're going to go through, so that then they can be eventually coming back to us, just like they did in the fall, with a recommendation as to what that stormwater fee is going to look like.
Sure. So could you please restate your motion, Aaron?
My motion would be that Environmental Services provide the water commissioners with a status briefing on the stormwater fee study recommendations that we provided to them in October, and a schedule for completion of the revised stormwater fee evaluation as directed by the Board of Commissioners in the summer.
To include the solid waste information.
That would include the solid waste data collection.
Okay, there's been a motion on the floor. Second it?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Unanimous. Okay.
In fact, can I make just an observational comment? Personal thought, that is, and David knows because we chatted about it earlier. I may be missing this entirely, but and I think I said it last week. But I'm wondering if the desire or the need or the expectation from DES is that we try to make recommendations on things specifically they should look at based on the information that we have available, understanding that there may be a great desire for more information. On the other hand, as I said to David, if the answer is no, we can't, then that's the answer too. I'm not trying to force an answer. I'm suggesting or I'm questioning whether or not we either can be or should be in a position to make comments or suggestions or recommendations based on what we do have versus what we'd like to have. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think we didn't we touch on that a little bit on the last meeting?
Yeah, and that's what I sort of brought it up. And,
yeah.
And the answer may be no.
Work with what we have.
The goal is to work with what we have. There's an understanding that there was a lack of data in the solid waste space in terms of the amounts, the quantities, and their potential impacts on ongoing operation and maintenance of stormwater facilities, which Mr. Wanyringa, what's that name? Ron. Did I say that?
Yeah,
all right, good. On the record, sorry, Ron, if I messed up your name. But at any rate, he agreed that was an issue. So those were some very specific data recommendations that we provided. And our recommendations were based on the data that we were aware of and knew of. Now, there may be some new information that comes to light as the county staff revisits this whole issue. And they may and look at the various different issues related to the impact fee. And hopefully, that will give us an opportunity to be, during these briefings, to provide some further feedback with them and have this exchange. So I think that the process that I think you're alluding to is what I would like to see happen, but it's really up to county staff to provide that first initial pass to the investment to initiate.
Yeah, I agree. We can't make judgments on data. So we no longer have a motion on the floor.
It was done.
Okay. Well, with that, we have the next item, which will be to elect a chair for next year. And
how do you want to do that? Because in the past,
I was just about to get to that.
Okay.
Some people in the past have been uncomfortable with a show of hands or against, somebody.
That's fine.
And does anybody object to a show of hands? Okay. Seeing no objections, we'll do it by a show of hands. And so with that, I'd like to open the floor for nominations for chairman for the...
Before we do that, maybe it's in the bylaws. Is there a description of what the responsibilities are for the chair and the co-chair?
Yes.
Is that in our packet again?
Gave it to you last time. Or in the bylaws? There is a section in there that talks explicitly about the roles and responsibilities of the chair.
Is that from the last meeting?
No, the bylaws were from two meetings ago.
Yeah.
But I'll go to it and tell you what it is. So the bylaws for the chair, basically what we're looking at is the chairperson commission shall conduct, be conducted by the chairperson. The chairperson shall conduct the meeting using Robert's Rules of Orders or similar meeting structure. The chairperson is responsible to keep the meeting on schedule, ensure that all agenda items are covered, and appropriate conduct is maintained by the meeting, within the meeting, and all the attendees. The vice chair, when the chair is absent, do all the stuff I just mentioned above, and basically just make sure that there's a quorum, the members are here, they're all active, participating in the overall discussion of this group. So basically, anything that the chair does, basically make sure that everybody's here, if they're not here, alert them that they're not here, make sure that we stay on the task that's identified in the agenda, making sure that we go through the agenda and we complete the agenda, and this meeting is done on time.
Right. Thank you. Okay. Anything else, sir?
That's it.
Okay. Hearing any other comments? Well, let's open the floor for nominations. Before I do that, Jim Carlson has agreed that at the request of Don Benton that he remain on the commission but does not want to be the chair. Ryan Peck will not submit a request for reinstatement as a commissioner year. So he in fact, his last meeting that he was at, which was I think two meetings ago. ago. It was his last meeting.
two meetings ago?
I'm not sure what.
So his term expires in February.
His term expires in February.
But he's not been participating.
He's not been participating, and he will not participate any further.
I see.
Okay.
So does that mean that there's now currently a vacancy?
Apparently so. Yeah.
That means that there is currently a vacancy.
Right. So has he formally resigned, or is he just not going to ask for reappointment?
He has not formally resigned. He has told both Commissioner Melke and Director Benton that he will not participate in any part of it.
Okay.
And so before we do nominations, are there any particular commissioners that have interest and might want to say why they're interested in being the chairman?
What did you say?
We might nominate chairman, but is there anybody who wants to explain? Or
what I would like to do, Melanie, if it's okay, is I'd like to take the nominations and then give the people who have nominated do you accept the nomination? If so, why would you like to change that office? So with that, the floor is open for nominations for chair.
I would nominate David if he has any interest.
Well,
I'll second that. If you have any interest,
if you don't, it's okay to say.
Well,
you drafted David.
Draft is a whole different thing. You know, I've given some thought to this. Susan, you and I had a discussion about this. And I'll be honest, while I'm really flattered that I'm being asked to support this, my concern is my time right now to be able to devote to the extra energy that it requires to be a chairperson. And my professional obligations and my family obligations, especially with my senior in high school and starting to look for colleges at this point and plan college trips, I'm afraid that I just would probably do a disservice for this coming year in being able to be the chairperson.
So are you declining?
I have to respectfully decline while I'm very flattered that you all are doing this, but I'm trying to put work-life balance.
Okay. Decline.
An extracurricular balance in effect here.
Okay. Any other nominations for chair?
I nominate Dick.
I'll second that.
Yes,
okay. I would include that.
Dick Ravender. Okay, Dick, do you accept a nomination?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any further nominations? Hearing no other nominations for chair. All in favor? Raise your hand.
I'll abstain.
Okay. You got the vote, Sarah. Who voted? Okay. Okay, for vice chair.
I'll nominate Mr. Schaefer.
I'll second.
You know, I remember ringing in my ears Bobby Trust's saying, says, don't worry, you'll never have to do anything on this because Dick Carlson always shows up for everything. Okay. So, Gary Schaefer. Vice chair. Okay. And I'll accept the nomination.
You need a vote on you still.
Is there any other further nominations for vice chair?
Okay.
Hearing no further nominations, the nominations are closed. All in favor, Gary Schaefer?
Aye.
Aye.
Right.
Okay. Alright. Okay. So, we have formally elected Dick Rylander for chair. And Gary Schaefer for vice chair. So, Mr. Chairman, would you like to...
Well, this actually starts next year, doesn't it?
It can start right now.
Start right now.
Question. Now that it's all been said and done, I see both of your terms expire in February of next year.
That is correct.
We will have to reapply.
Well, whether we reappointed could be different.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. Well, in that case, you're going to hold another election. That's all we're going to do it. So, anyway.
But yeah, I'm honestly perfectly happy for you to finish out this meeting since you started.
You're not very great here, are you?
I'm practical.
All right. So, back to the agenda. Here we go. So, do we need to go through the code and commissioner responsibilities and commission input and such like that?
I think it's worth an opportunity just to go through the packet because there's a lot of stuff in that material, and I want to make sure that people clearly understand what's in front of them. For those of you who have read it, wonderful. For those of you who have not read it, this will be an opportunity to learn a little bit more about what's in that packet. So what I'm going to do is just spend a few minutes, I don't want to take up your meeting, but spend a few minutes talking to you about what this information consists of, where it comes from, and why you're doing what you're doing. Because I think what happens is that people walk into these commissions and they kind of know what's going on, but they really don't know what's going on. Because I can look around the table, I'm not saying anybody in this room, but I've seen it in past commissions where you ask somebody, what's your role and responsibility here? It's like, what? Who do you represent? Me. Well, that's not good. That's not enough.
And Earl and I had a chat, Gary and I had some chats, and given that we had come up with sort of three projects for next year, then the question that sort of flowed out of that was, is what we're planning to do synonymous with what we're supposed to be doing, right? And so then the outflow is to make sure that what we're planning to do matches up with what we're supposed to be doing.
So I just want to spend a few minutes and go through this stuff real quick here. You see on the board, it's just some stuff I put together. What I really, literally did, I decided to look at the code in and of itself and say, okay, what am I really talking about with this code? What we're really saying is, you need to use, look at this thing. This is your code. This is how you guys operate. What the Board of County Commissioners did back in 2000, they basically said, what we want is a group of citizens to hear from the public, address the public, address their concerns from the public as far as what their fee might be, issues that they might have, gather that information, package it up, and put it into a report that the Board of Commissioners gets each and every year. There's a lot of verbiage here, but I don't want to go through all that. What I tried to do is basically say, that's all nice and fine, but maybe we can do something a little simpler. We can just come back and say, pretty much what we're looking at is we have a code, and that code basically says what you have to do each and every year, you have to develop a plan that talks about what you did last year, which in this case would be 2014, and what you're going to be doing next year. Because when I started hearing a lot of talk about what you guys are going to be doing next year, I'm kind of going, let's back up a second here. Does everybody know what they're supposed to be doing each year? So the issue is, you guys are moving forward, but let's take a look and say how are we moving forward and why are we moving forward. Stuff in the blue here, basically just stripped out of the code, so I tried to boil it down as best I could. And basically all I did is say, what was in that big paragraph of information? So in that big paragraph of information, there's stuff that you have to look at. What they called it here back in 2000, they called it the Stormwater Management Program. Stuff has changed a little bit because these days it's called the Clark County Clean Water Program or the Clark County Management Program, specific to the MPDH program. So you have to do basically look at what the program's doing, look at recommendations for incentives. I can tell you this from an economic point, we're not like Portland, we don't have money to throw around, so pretty much your incentives are going to be basically recommending, making group recommendations, stewardship type recommendations in the newspaper or TV or whatever. And then also you have to look at, what does this report consist of? Did we do a good job as staff? Are we doing the things that we want to do? Are we doing the things that the community needs? So we're looking at that kind of stuff. What we put in the packet, what we put in your packet material, is a fairly hefty amount of information. So what we tried to do was come back and say, a lot of the stuff is already out there. A lot of the stuff, be honest, you guys should be familiar with. In other words, this stuff is all on the web. Some place or shape or form, you can find it there. Put some information where you can find it. If you have questions where you need to find it, I'll get back to you as well. But anyways, all of this information is coming off the web. Basically, think of this packet that I just gave you as information that you can use to develop your 2014 report. So it's just some baseline information that tells you very clearly that these are things and activities that was recommended by the board in 2000 and is continuing to be recommended today. I think what's happened is over the last few years, we kind of strayed away from looking back at what the board's asking for and what the board talked about. We got into these other discussions of how are we doing with outreach? How are we doing here? How are we doing there? I forgot the message. What was the message? The message from the board is tell them what we've accomplished as a department, as a bunch of people putting stuff together for the permit, and tell them also what you think you're going to be doing for yourself. Really focusing on what the board said. So I'll just pick up some information. That's all the stuff that's in that packet. What I wanted to do here is just basically say, here's where it starts changing around a little bit. With the Clean Water Commission, or what the Board of County Commissioners called it, was the Stormwater Management Program, or we call it today's Clark County Stormwater Management Manual, all the same stuff. And in here we talk about different things. And in here we also talk about what we need to be accomplished by next year, too. So there's a little bit of what we do in the department that you need to be reporting for what you're going to do next year, what you individually are going to do next year, and what also the departments will be doing next year. What we try to do, the bottom line, from our perspective, we try to create a document, and again, go back to this information that we're talking about, and go through it in the high level detail, and if you go to the website, you're going to find even more information. What I tried to do one afternoon, I said, okay, what do I have, what can I provide to you as a group that will be a benefit to you? That's what I came up with. So what we have here, to make a long story short, in the past, what was happening is that there was a variety of documents, and if you're an engineer or technician or whatever, and you want to do something stormwater related, you'd have to go to the Department of Ecology Manual, you'd have to go to the County Manual, you'd have to go to these other reference sites, and they all intermixed. So you have like four or five different documents sitting in front of you, each one about 1,000 pages worth of stuff, and you have to figure out what's going on. So we've tried to simplify this by making it basically what we do set on the document. What we wanted to do is make it so that it's user-friendly, but provides you all the information as a one-stop shop. So you go to this one manual and you get everything you need. And it's all, by the way, it's consistent with the Department of Ecology's manual, which in the past was not the case. So you have to compare and contrast. What we're trying to do is to avoid lawsuits, but we're also trying to make it where you, as an individual, or you as a technician, or you as a person in the county, get this information that you need and it's complete. Another part of this exercise, too, is, as you're probably aware, the department heard a lot of talk about low impact development. It's a step that ecology wants. It's a step that we need to do. It's required by the state, so that's what's in this manual as well. Anything that we do, the first check of the box will be, are we doing low impact development? We have to. You may recall that there were a variety of folks involved in getting information to the county, getting information from the county. What we had early on, we had this thing called Technical Advisory Committee. That's where Jim Carlson was part of that group. And then on the other group, we had Commissioner Schaefer, Commissioner Rylander, on what is the SAC, or what is called Stakeholder Advisory. So, and then we have county staff. Think of it this way. There's probably at least, on the TAC, at least 10 or more different groups. On the SAC, there's probably at least 20 or more different groups. And then there's all the county staff from all the various departments and other departments working together to develop this manual.
Excuse me. Sure. Generally, when you have a lot of people working together, you need a defined agenda or some kind of a way to keep everybody, you know, I mean, all the horses in the wagon train, you know, pulling in the same direction.
Sure.
And what is that?
Well, what we tried to do I'll just talk about the SAC. Because I remember one time you felt like it was just a brain dump. You know, staff throwing stuff at you guys. That wasn't the intent at all. The intent was to go around the room and hear what you guys thought on particular topics. And you guys provide some good information. Others provide good information, but some people just staff it through the entire meeting against the squad, which doesn't do us any good because then you have three or four staff people yakking away and risk the people just sitting in the room. But I thought the information we provide, again, specifically to your answer, is that The end product was to get information from you, and everybody else around that table, so that information could be put into the plan as to what's appropriate. I remember specifically there were conversations about basically using LID and who's going to do that. Is the homeowner association going to take care of that? Is the county going to take care of that? Is somebody else going to do it? So we had a healthy discussion between some of the homeowners. I don't know if you were at that meeting, I think you were, but we have people from the homeowners association, at least one or two, representing a certain perspective, and yet other people have no clue what we're talking about. But some people would say, I think we did for some reason. I don't know what you're saying. Explain it to me in English. And so we did, tried to do that as best we can. But the bottom end product was for that SAC, for that TAC, for that input back to the group, and making sure that people got the information answered. And if you didn't have an answer, try to go back to the staff and we'd come back.
That's
your question.
Sure.
So the overall project here is basically put together a plan that's useful, that's simple, again, a one-stop shop. We didn't want to reinvent the wheel, but we wanted to make sure that what we develop is going to be consistent with whatever the Department of Ecology is telling us we have to do. And by the way, just sort of footnotes, we're trying to do this, and we look like we're in pretty good shape to meet all the Department of Ecology requirements. But what they're telling us that our plan is for the 2012 Department of Ecology manual. Now they're coming out with the 2014 manual, so there's some discussion to see. Will our 2012 product meet their requirements? Will it meet their 2014 manual? That's still a lot of discussion going on.
When will you get the updates for that manual?
The 14 manual? Working on it right now. Literally, there was a meeting yesterday where Ron and Rod from our staff went up to Tacoma to talk with other phase one permittees, discussing with themselves, and then later on that same day, we started peppering the Department of Ecology with, what are we doing here? Are we meeting this manual or are we meeting this manual? We just pulled the real manual to stand up.
Do they expect that the 2014 will be significantly different?
I don't know.
Or
I think there's some discussion. I don't know the subtleties of it. All I really know at this point in time that there's this other manual out there, and they're coming with it and saying, okay,
so
we're going to do this.
So if the requirement was to comply with the 2014 manual instead of the 2012 manual, does the delivery date by the county get extended?
I think that's no purposes of the overall discussion.
So well, they're going to contact our budget.
Well, what makes it very difficult is to meet a target, though. When somebody
sure.
shifts the end, if somebody moves the goal post,
yeah.
Where do you go?
The field just got longer.
Not longer, further out. If they say that our time frame is the same, what do you do? That's part of the discussion.
Field goal falls short.
So anyways, there were a lot of actions and activities. I'm not going to go through all the stuff, a lot of stuff that's in the plan. I just want to make sure that you're aware of it. So when you go back to those blue pages, those blue sheets, notes and stuff, you'll find in there, a lot of the stuff just came out of that, and I put it in here as part of this overall presentation. But I want to make sure that you clearly understand this stuff, because if you don't, then we need to talk and make sure that you are up to date. Because when you start going out talking to the public about what this program is about, what you think you're wanting to do, you need to have a good understanding of what it is that you're doing. And be able to have a good understanding means you have an understanding of this kind of stuff. So my first recommendation to all of you is read what's in that packet. Read and understand it, and then if you have additional questions, come back, give me a call, talk to Ron, whoever you want to talk to about what's in the packet and what we need to be doing as a department.
Yeah, I experienced that today with that lady.
Well, that's just it. And then the other part of all this is that while we are strictly focusing on stormwater, there are a variety of impacts from other sources. We're talking about soil, we're talking about land use, all of that stuff is intermixed. So we have an aspect of our program, which is with another department, that looks at soil erosion. We have that with community development, which actually goes out there and has engineers and inspectors to say, okay, what are you doing out here, making sure that they're following all the stormwater criteria for that particular site.
One way to approach that when you do get an angry constituent in an area such as that, which really doesn't necessarily fall into our typical, what our responsibility descriptions are as commissioners, we get this at the juvenile court all the time where I work. People call and they're just angry about things that don't relate to juvenile court at all, but court in general. It's a good business practice has been that we listen to their issues as much as we can, get as much information as we can from them. During the course of the phone call, letting them know, I'm not a decision maker on this, but I'm going to gather as much information as I can from you, and then forward it to the right people who in turn can take action on it. But let me give you my phone number, and if you would like to call me in a month after I've given some time to give it to the other people, and you're still not satisfied, I will find additional people to refer you to. But that way, she's knowing that you're hearing the message. She's not feeling discouraged because her message is being heard by someone she perceives as in power, but you're also indicating it doesn't fall into the realm of what we do, but you're going to use your power with what you do to give to the right people.
And that's what
I think that's exactly what Susan did, though.
Yeah,
she shared it with us. And,
exactly, and, she's exactly the right thing.
It's exactly the right thing.
Well, and then I can, but Earl has a history of getting to the meat of the problem and getting the right people out there. He was already there.
A question that occurs to me is there a process, or is there a good process, should there be a process, so that when somebody raises something to one of the commission members, that there's a way, has there ever been anything where you sort of summarize it?
Yes,
and
that's
turn,
right.
And
right.
Turn it in?
Exactly. So what I did about 3 years ago with this group, different people, but still a couple hundred, way back. Anyhow, bottom line, what I did, I put together, when people went out to the public, we've been talking about this, they go out and talk to whomever, they're in a meeting, somebody raises their hand and has a question, you may not have that answer, not readily available. What you do is just write it down, bring it back, we'll try to answer as best we can. If we can't answer it, then we'll say we don't know, or we'll answer it for you guys, and then you take that information back to those groups. What was happening, the disconnect with that, was that that group of commissioners, would not go back to those folks and talk to them. They would hear them, they would hear what they have to say, but they didn't go back and talk to them, which is a disconnect because the person's got to hear a question.
You just went into the ether.
They don't get back. Well, we can't get back because we don't know.
Necessarily. We all read the report that Susan provided from the comments of the 1999 reviews or presentations on the proposed stormwater fees. And those were recorded, and they were given to the Department of Environmental Services, and they were vetted, and they were, that information was brought into the system. I don't know what happened to all of them, whether that every single line item acted upon that people were talking about. But that is the process, is to get that information and record it, based on, when we're out there talking to people, and then bring that back in and review it, and then forward that on to the appropriate sources.
Exactly, and the draft method is exactly the right thing. I mean,
she's got
2 hours so that she can't get back out of time on the one hand, but on the other hand, the woman who shared the information with her now feels like she has been heard to some extent, and while there's no solution immediate, she knows that she shared the information with someone who can in turn share it with people who may help her.
And she took the additional parallel step of taking it directly to the board, commission board, the board of commissioners.
Well, when I get home, I'm going to call her and tell her that Earl said Chris is going to be out there Friday.
Well, that was cool.
Yeah.
But when,
I almost feel like meeting him out there.
Whatever you want to do. If you're going to do that, I would suggest you contact him directly so he knows what's going on.
One thing I would request, though, is somebody who works, who gets a lot of referrals like that, because what I do, I do get a lot of phone calls for my own job, is not to give out our direct county extension numbers so it can be fed through the operator, because otherwise, if they give my extension out, I would get 30 or 40 phone calls from the same person that just happened to me today. And they knew I couldn't finish, so I'm kind of cranky, I'm sorry. But somebody gave my extension out about jobs. They looked down there and there's that darn phone number, and I told them 20 times prior, this is what we're doing, I can't help you on this, but I'm doing this. And so it's better to run it through the
switchboard,
yes.
Well, and these comments are important from the public because back then, when we were forming, that went into the world, correct me if I'm wrong, but it went in, all of the public comments went into the scoping, that provided the foundation for this. And so there were a lot of irritated folks out there, let me tell you.
Okay. Let's go on.
So I'll try to wrap this up real quick. What you see in blue again is strictly what I took out of the code, and
and said, okay, these are the items. This one here is number two. And this one is really looking at, and said, this is what I was talking about earlier. We have the money. The way we can approach an incentive is to go back and say, folks, and we also have this opportunity for, I think you guys have this too in your packet somewhere, but basically what we have is a piece of information that talks about how you, individually or as a group, can nominate somebody for doing good marshal stewardship or anything else that's water quality protection related. So we have that. You should have it as well. If you don't have it, let me know. The bottom line is, as far as recognition, you can do verbal, put in the newspaper, give them a trophy, give them some information, or give them some help if they need it. Again, the last part of this is just basically saying, what did you do last year? Clean water program. What are you going to do this year? What did you do, commissioners, last year? What do you want to do this year? So when you guys start thinking about what you want to do, you better have a good understanding of what this is about. Because if you don't do this, and I don't know if these commissioners, board of commissioners, are going to ask for this, but this is what they've asked in the past. So just be ready to answer this question. And again, the intent of this is not to make it hard. The intent of this is to make it so you have a product in front of you that you can work with.
No. By the way, I do have one other comment too. This, these blue pages, there's many times acronyms are used, but they're not explained
right
fully the first time they're used, or explained in the title what they mean on the documents, and that should change.
Right. So, make a quick note about that. But basically, what it comes down to is that, and I appreciate this, because what often happens is that staff or people who write some of this put a lot of technical jargon in there, unless you're familiar with that technical jargon.
Yeah, it ruins it because people have no idea what they're reading.
Or you forget. I mean, you just don't want somebody to remember.
Well, if you put it the first time it's used, at least, even if they have to search for it, they can find it. Yeah. Or if you use it in the title and they explain it.
So, and then my stuff has the techno stuff that you see in there. This came out of that site as well. The problem for me is I'm so used to it, so sometimes I'm grab it. But anyways, what we're trying to do here is basically say, you know, part of the program too, we have feed change. What we're looking at is, I think all of you know that past July, the Board of County Commissioners adopted the feed, adopted the modification of the feed. So what we're trying to do here is just get back to what is in your packet materials. I would suggest, too, I put two things in your reports. During your regular meetings, there's a staff report. During your other meetings, there's a program summary, just to give you an indication as to what's going on in your program. So if you're not reading that, you're missing a lot of information, because I've seen a couple of times where it's in your packet materials, and no one even talks about it. So I don't know if you're reading it at home or what, but this is important information. So I put it in here so that you have an understanding that there are two sets of information. You have a staff report, which is this overall document I just gave you. But in there, there are these program summaries that have aspects of the program for any particular time. Effectiveness. That's another item in this overall block of information text. If we are not effective, what's going to happen is that the Department of Ecology is going to come down here and slap us all over the place. Because we have a lawsuit. The lawsuit was settled. The lawsuit was settled on the basis that we will meet all permit requirements here and into the future. So we have to make sure whatever we do, it's going to be effective in that sense. Because there's ways of measuring effectiveness. But I can tell you this is a heck of a good way. Because one, it keeps us out of the lawsuit. The other thing is to make sure that we do all the actions and activities in the program. This is the budget stuff that Mr. Schaefer was talking about. We were talking about earlier, if you go to the back of your packet of materials, that come across a little line of color and yellow, which is basically the 2013, 2014, 15, and 16 budget. What I tried to do here, in some fashion, just threw this on the slide. What I wanted to do is illustrate that in 2013 and 14, we had a little over $18 million in our budget. Now, how that was established is kind of an interesting twist. What you have is a situation from every biennium where the Department of Budget comes back and says, this is what you had in your last budget, therefore you're going to have the same in your next budget, whether you really need that much money or not. We're not going to just spend $18 million because we don't have $18 million to spend. But what we will spend is roughly about $10 million, a little over 10, maybe 10.2, or maybe 10.3 by the end of this year. That'll take care of 13 and 14 as far as our costs go. What we're anticipating or estimating is that in 2015 and 16, we're looking at a cost of roughly a little over 13.3 million, 13.4 billion. The reason we're going to get that money is because two things happened. As you know, in July, like I mentioned before, the Board of County Commissioners did an augmentation to the fee. The fee in urban area of our county is going to be $47 per residential household. In the unincorporated area, it's going to be $35. On top of that, there's going to be a $5 fee throughout the entire county to pay for the lawsuit settlement, which is about $3.6 million. And so what we're striving to do is between 2015 and 2019 is to pay the lawsuit and also take up the fee, because as these permits come along each time, there's more and more requirements that are needed to be done for the Department of Ecology. I don't envision the fee ever going down. This is the first time the fee has ever gone up in over 15 years. I don't see it going down. And the other thing, too, is that it provides us a little bit more of a process where we can actually go pursue grants. Because in the past, we were so short of money that we were running a deficit, we couldn't even go and get a grant. Because I remember quite clearly a couple times there were some nice grants that we got. We had to refund the money. We got the grant. We had no money for the match.
Earl?
Yes.
When Director Benton was here discussing that with us, he mentioned that in the $3.6 million, the $0.6 million, $600,000 was to pay the plaintiff's fees. But he also indicated that the county has spent roughly an equivalent amount on, you know, attorneys, staff support. Did that just get absorbed into the budget?
Yes, what we do, there's what they call,
Do you smell gas in here?
Yes, I do.
We've been smelling it for like the last 5 minutes.
Okay.
Getting stronger.
Well, maybe
she got
here. Yes.
I
smell
gas. I smell it over there.
Well, my wife says my sense of smell is
absolutely
atrociously terrible.
Well, so is mine, but I'm smelling it.
You smell it, Bobby?
I can taste it.
Well, you know, I can smell it too. And so,
I smell. Where would there be gas that you would not gas? How are they?
I feel some air movement.
Well, we have.
It's probably outside. It's probably the vents coming, bring the stuff inside.
We do get, at least down the street, we get the smell from, I'm directionally challenged from
the brake place over
there. Yeah, way over there, and it does smell, comes through our building occasionally.
Well,
I think sometimes too, even I can tell you this, even on the bottom floor, on the coffee area, I can smell through the ventilation system, I can smell jet fuel coming in.
Earl, how much longer do you have?
Another minute, that's all. So anyway, I just want to let you know, here's this information, it's not in your packet, if you want a copy of this stuff, then come there.
So what does the balance of $10,161,601?
Well, what that means, that's the estimated cost that it's going to take to finish off this program in 2013 and 14.
Okay.
So I'm
done.
That's moving to get out of here. Please.
Okay. Is there a... Dick, do you want to table your discussion of the action items or the papers that you wrote or till the next meeting?
Well, actually, because of the nature of some of the material, it would be preferable to do it sooner rather than later. But if you guys are uncomfortable, I certainly don't want to...
Do you want to call a special meeting for December?
I guess the question is, what's the availability of everybody the first Wednesday in December? Good, bad, or indifferent?
I think we better. We're under a time restraint here.
Because if you haven't had a chance to read this little summary, it's some points for discussion. Because
my stuff feeds into your stuff, and your stuff feeds into his stuff.
It all ties in.
Like everybody's got a copy of it.
But if you're uncomfortable because of the odor or whatever, then I obviously don't want to have anybody
pass
either
out.
At risk or pass out or an issue. So do you know your calendar?
So it'd be Wednesday, December 3rd.
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay, so we can plan another meeting of the Stormwater Commission for Wednesday, December 3rd.
Is that acceptable? Where we can pick up this particular piece?
Well, as acting chair, we'll just call it. or, you know, unless you want
to... No, I mean, that's fine by me. I just want to make sure
we'll just schedule the meeting.
Okay, so could you...
At this point, it could possibly.
Could possibly?
Yeah.
I mean, we can put it in.
So could you take a look at that and then, you know, share your thoughts?
Sure. Okay, so...
Sure, that would be great.
So we'll schedule a meeting for December 3rd.
Do you ask?
So we're going to terminate this meeting early because of concerns about the environment.
Boy, that's so good. Thank you.
So meeting adjourned. It's all up to you, Dick.
Yes. Well, if everybody could look at what was just handed out, that little decided. And just so you know, my time is relatively available, so if you want to email, if you want to chat on the phone in between, I'm perfectly open to doing that.
Okay. Dick is a great chatter on the phone.
Bobby, I have
it's a polite way of saying I don't shut up, but I'm happy to chat with anybody.
Okay. I'm really happy. You put my new email on that.